I look up at Suze, teasing. I can't wait until you see what I'm doing for them. Show me. Nope. Remember the deal. Not until it's done. Ro! No way. Suze lunges for the sketchpad, but I'm too quick. I dodge for her, and Suze ends up sprawled face down on my air mattress, both of us giggling and snorting like hyenas. Hi. Did I come at the wrong time? We look over at the tent flaps, and Will is parting them, looking at us with an eyebrow raised to such an arch that it looks pointy. Not at all, Suze says, standing and smoothing down her hair. I was just about to head out and see Grant. Maybe I'll just, stay with him. So, Indy, if you'd want to, you know, stay here tonight and make sure the bears don't eat Roe, well, that would be the gentlemanly thing to do. Suze slips out of the tent, wiggling her eyebrows at us, and when she's gone, Will says, well, that was subtle. Suze and subtle don't belong in the same sentence, I say. Will chuckles and enters the tent, sitting on the mattress cross-legged so we're facing each other. How did dinner go? Well, I told them I want to apply for art school. Will looks both impressed and surprised. How did they take this new information? Better than I expected, I admit. They realized Boston College was their thing, not mine, and said as long as I research my options and keep an open mind for other things, I can do it. That's so awesome, Ro, Will says. He takes my hand as he says it, and the earnestness of it makes me flush. It is, isn't it? I say, squeezing his hand. As an answer, Will leans forward and kisses me. I want to sink into him and stay that way for a week, until we have to get in our cars and go to separate places. But he pulls away too soon, and I can't help but pout. Laughing, he takes his pinky and pushes my bottom lip back in line. I think your dad liked me, he says. He loved your act. The corny jokes really did him in. I twitch my nose at him. Mom liked you too. She thought you were cute. Will huffs hot breath onto his fingernails and polishes them on his shirt. What can I say? I can't help being dashingly handsome. I roll my eyes at him. I don't know how she managed to see it with that god-awful mustache you've drawn on yourself. Hey, you promised me a better one, but you haven't delivered the goods. That's true. I did promise. I lean over and grab my paints and a fine-tipped brush out of the pile of art supplies between the air mattresses. Let me remedy that now. Jacques? Ha ha ha. Will laughs in a distinctly French way. But of course, there is one thing that we must do first. No? And what is that? I ask, my mouth itching to break into a grin. Will wiggles his eyebrows. These, he says, and kisses me again. I promised him a better mustache, and I will deliver. But for now, that mustache is just going to have to wait.